As stated before, there are many different versions of the La Llorona story, and I will share some of the more popular ones with you. When La Llorona was alive, she was called Maria, and she was a beauty to behold. She had clear skin, beautiful eyes, and long flowing black hair. She was from a humble background, growing up in a small village, and a peasant parentage, but she captured the attention of all the men in her community and beyond. In the evenings, she would capture the lust of all the men in her area when she wore her best white gown to the local fandangos. The men would anxiously await her arrival, and she would revel in the attention that she received. But Maria had two small boys, and she often left them at home alone when she cavorted with the gentlemen in the evenings, and this habit soon proved fatal. One day, after coming home from an evening of revelry with the men, she found her two sons dead in a nearby river. Some accounts say that it was her neglect that caused them to drown. Other versions say that she was tired of the restrictions that the children brought, so she drowned them herself. Yet another version of the legend says